You ask me how I know he lives. I'll tell you over and over and over. He was resurrected in my soul, and he lives forevermore. That's how I know God's alive, because he's alive in me. Hallelujah to God. He is alive in me, and he's real in my soul today. I love him. I bless him. I adore him. I macrograph his name. I exalt him. I bless the name of Jesus. Good evening. How excited I am to come on and pray with you, to intercede, to take this time. And always remember, I always say, it's not about how long you pray, but it's about how consistent you are in prayer, having that same time. You know, it's just like a pinata. If you hit it one time, it won't break. And let's say you wait an hour before you hit it again. It's your consistency. Amen. It's your repetition. It's your continual hitting. That's going to cause that thing to bust and to break. And I want y'all to listen to me now. We're in prayer this week. And as good as you may feel in your prayer, because of your praying, there is going to be opposition. Archbishop Duncan Williams calls them reactions. These are reactions, unnecessary warfare. I had a reaction today concerning a situation that I'm dealing with, but I'm not discouraged if I lose a battle because I know I'm going to win the war. You understand? But they're just reactions. The devil is upset because you are in prayer. You are in a session every morning, every evening. You're turning down your plate. Amen. You're beating the enemy in intercession in the evening. You're commanding good to your day. So the devil is upset, and I want you to know that these are all reactions. But one thing that I like about it, I can stand on the word and remind God of his promises, that though my enemy come at me one way, he has to flee seven ways. Amen. And to the utmost, Jesus says. That's what Pastor Washington used to say. He wants you to live. We are living in a powerful time, and I'm excited to be in intercession. I'm excited to be turning down our plate, and that's what we're doing now. We're turning our plates down. Me and Sister Joy had a wonderful conversation today, talking to her about these recipes y'all coming up with, and I'm not sure that these recipes are as, you know, you know how you do it simple? You just ask yourself very clear, is this a fruit? Amen. Is this a vegetable? And is it water? Very simple. Is eggs a fruit? Nope. Mm-mm. Sure not. I can't eat a boiled egg. I can't scramble an egg. I can't cut an egg. I can't freeze an egg because it's not a fruit and it's not a vegetable. Can I eat this cheese? You have to ask yourself, is cheese a fruit? Is cheese a vegetable? Well, guess what the answer to that is? You know the answer to that. No. But I found out that cashew is a fruit, and I haven't eaten any, but I found it out. So guess what I did? I said, amen. So I just want us to be committed and faithful, because I want you to turn the plate down. And it's not about making the fast pleasant. So hear me in the spirit when I say that to you before we go into prayer. It's not about enjoying the fast. It's about denying the flesh. So if you're trying to find ways to enjoy it, you're missing it. That's not the purpose of a fast or a consecration. The purpose of the fast and the consecration is to deny your flesh. Your flesh should be bothered. Your flesh should be upset because it is not getting what it wants. So it's not about enjoying the fast. It's about denying the flesh. That's the spirit of this consecration. And again, today I had string beans, and I had some broccoli and had some potatoes. That's what I had today. Shortly I'll be doing my workout, beating this flesh down to prepare myself for what God's getting ready to do. With that being said, we're praying an hour every day. It's my understanding that there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away down here in Jacksonville. And if that is so, I believe that they've closed the church here in Jacksonville because of the storm. Now, that's here in Jacksonville. So I want to say to the Charlotte church, continue in prayer. Go into the sanctuary. You that are at the church in prayer, stay with me. I'm coming. I was going to pray. You that are at the sanctuary in prayer, of course, we're not against your praying. But just make sure that the decibels of your voice, and I'm not saying this because I don't want you to not pray out loud, because I'm not saying that either, but just make sure that the spirit of the prayer and all of that is right as you pray and intercede. Remember, there are others in there who are praying and interceding with you. Amen? So let's make sure we get in prayer and call on the name of the Lord, because the God we serve is absolutely, positively amazing. Are you listening to me? All right. It's time to call on the name of the Lord in prayer and intercession. It's time to put some things before the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to put some things before the Lord. One thing that we're going to pray. Amen. We're going to pray, number one. Isaiah chapter 7. Amen. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 5. One of my favorite scriptures when I know people are trying to bother me and do things to me. Amen. And I told y'all yesterday. Amen. What happens? But Isaiah chapter 7, verse 5, look at what it says. Because Syria, Ephraim, and son of Remaliah have taken evil account, be saying, let us go up against Judah and vex it. Let us make a breach therein for us and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus saith the Lord, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Are you listening to me? Amen. Well, that's what we're going to pray. We're going to pray today that any evil counsel, any evil conversation, any evil conspiracy, any ungodly conversation that is going up against us, we are declaring that it will not stand, neither will it come to pass. Any counsel in the lawsuits, in the courthouse, amen, in the White House, amen, even evil conversation going on concerning this nation that wants to take this nation under, we are declaring that the counsel of the enemy will not stand, neither will it come to pass. Raise your right hand, and I want you right now, before we do that, let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Ke ba shala banda la kosa. Ila ba shatele mandele kitala manda la kosai. Minono mosi kele banda la kia. Ila la baba shala banda la kuyantele me. Lebrondo lo kuzilia. Ula la ba kasa. Ela boko tala mandele me kiantara mai. Minono mosi kele le beshe. Ee jaba kibankala bandele bekebondo. Milandi likizia la mando lokosha. Delele bekita labai. Mikatile mikianzono. Unono mokusha. Ee labasha kalamandele le basso. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. And I'm teaching you how to be a stamina in prayer. You want to build stamina in intercession so you can last more than 10 minutes. I've listened to some of you all pray sometimes doing intercessory prayer, and after about 20 minutes, you're done. You're done. You're looking for something to pray about because you don't have stamina and you're empty. You got to get in the Word to be able to pray. If you ain't in the Word, you're going to run out of stuff to say when you pray. All right, so I'm teaching you how to build stamina in prayer. If you don't have nothing in you, ain't nothing coming out of you. Let's pray. Bele ke mandolo kusa. Ila la babasha talamandele le bosai. Ele mandolo lo bokoya la bahasia. Pray. Mendele bekesha. Jebandele bekikala la basha. La bababan shatana mandolo kozai. Zele andili mikian zolo moya. Mi no 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 mosa. I no no mo kukundele mikia. I le mendele ke la baya la banda la kosha. Bale viendele beso. Volo voziva. Volo voziva. Volo vozivandele kia. Minala mandele keshe. Jebe kebe kabala pakasha. Le mandele kitolo mosai. Ela bashatala la mandala ki. Ela mandolo bo sotolele beshe. Jeba bale mendele kotai. Mikatala mandolo koza. Vele vandeli kizia. Ela la mama mandolo bo shata. Ye basha. Ye bashike le mandolo kosai. Ela mandili azoya. Ela manzolo bo kotai. Ye baba bashata la mande. Ela boko taya mendele kia la mandolosa dendele be kia talamaya. Build yourself up. Mila la baba shata. Ila mandolo kozule mandele kia mendele dele di alabasa. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. Any evil counsel taken against my house, it shall not stand. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that your word declares that I have whatever I say, and that death and life is in the power of my tongue. I stand on the account of that word, and I declare in the name of Jesus that any evil counsel that was taken against my life, taken against my house, taken against this nation, taken against my ministry, my destiny, my future, and my legacy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree in the name of the Lord that any evil counsel taken against my children, my husband, or my wife, I'm declaring that that counsel will not stand. I declare that it will not stand if it comes by land. It will not stand if it comes by water. It will not stand if it comes by wind or by weather. Even by the oracles of men, I stand to declare that no divination, no enchantment, no incantation, oh, my shara, mande, ilolobobo shata. Lift your voice and pray. I feel it. I don't get too deep in the witchcraft because I know some people get overcome with it, but I'm telling you that some of you are fighting strong witchcraft. The Lord showed me this morning that there was a strong witchcraft that had been sent against my life. But in the name of Jesus, I declare that no incantation, no enchantment, and no divination, no pronunciation of the enemy, no pronunciation of my adversary, no pronunciation of premature death or sudden destruction. I declare in the name of Jesus, it will not stand. According to the word of the Lord, it will not stand. Whatever you have sent, whatever you have declared, whatever you have pronounced, whatever you have spoken about in dark, whatever you have conspired, I declare that it will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. No projection from the dark side, no prediction from my enemy will stand. It will not come to pass. It will not stand. Wherever you are gathering, it will not stand. No manipulation of the weather against my life, against the ministry, against events, against conferences. Hey, I declare it will not stand. The deployment of men, the release of men, the release of men and women to hurt me, to hurt the church, to hurt my family, to hurt this nation, it will not stand. The release of men and women who are sent to the church as Jezebels, who are sent to the church as Absalom, who are sent to the church as Delilahs, who are sent into my life, into my ministry, into the life of my children, enemies, men and women who are sent to get close to dishonor, sent to get close to destroy, sent to get close so that they can plan our demise. I declare that all conspiracies from the dark side, all conspiracies and every plan of the enemy for the demise of my life, the demise of KCC, the demise of my finances, I declare that those pronouncements will not stand. Those projects, those demonic projects, those ungodly projects will not stand. Hey, 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 lift your voice and pray wherever you are. Moshe, Lemande, Ikalabashata, Romande Lebekobo, Limandi Likizo, Luguku Fulili Miende, Imene Mekondo Mobosha, Baba, Shata Lelemanda, Ikababababashanda. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice. Hey, 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 Shake, hey, Mikondo Mobosha, Lamande Lebekia Lolobokosaya. Lift your voice. Begin to pace the floor and pray. Begin to walk around and pray. And cancel the plans of the enemy. Cancel the projections of the enemy. Cancel the strategies of the enemy. It will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. I cancel your plans. I cancel your agenda. I cancel. Hey, 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 Kosha. Hey, Mikolobo Shataya, Yambi Bibi Ansikalamon, yay, yay, Beke Sheba, ya, 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 ba, Sotolobo Kulambali, Mim Vanini Miki Anzolo, Zololobo Kusha. Hey, it will not stand. Whatever you are planning for 2024 against my life, it will not stand. Whatever you have predicted for the month of November, for the month of December, it will not stand. All frustration sent to my life, all witchcraft, all hexes, vexes, enchantments, ikabashanda, sent to my life, it will not stand, neither will it come to pass. I cancel your counsel. I cancel it, and I invoke a divine injunction against every power of darkness. I invoke a divine injunction against all negative energy and all pressure. And in the name of Jesus, I invoke all. Hey, 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 hey. I invoke divine injunction against ill will, against all ill will against me that may come by nature, that may come by the elements, that may come by circumstances, unexpected, unforeseen, strange winds. I issue a divine injunction. Nicole, I command an injunction, Nicole, against the hurricane, against that wind to bring destruction, to cancel our life, to stop prayer in the name of Jesus. Hey, I issue a restraining order over the elements. I issue a restraining order over every contrary wind that was sent to Jacksonville to hinder us from prayer. I issue a restraining order, and I command those winds to cease. I cancel. Hey, 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 I command all manipulations of the weather to be canceled. Your movement will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. Hey, Bobosha. Hey, Levando. Ukumande. Ilalabobosha. Lebelebeketaya. Landelekosa. Limandelekotuya. Vandili di Klis. Vandili di Klis. Vandili di Klis. Izukuma. Zankele mandolosha. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, Bashata, hey, Mikoshe, hey, lift your voice and pray and cancel every divine and Janamamosha, every ungodly thing that was sent to your life, that's been sent to your children, that's been sent to your finances. Lift your voice and pray. There are attacks, there are witches, there are warlocks,
There are people who've been deployed by the enemy to hurt you, to offend you, so that you can get offended and your heart can get fractured. And once your heart gets fractured, you never love again. You never trust again. You never deal with people again, because the enemy knows that people are the key to your blessing. But if you get offended by people and never deal with people again, you will never walk in the blessing. But I cancel, 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 I cancel the deployments of the enemy. I deplamo, Bakuba, Lekele May, Yantele Mandia, Di Lolo Mamosha, in the name of Jesus.
Kosha, Yeba, Lema Mama Mamasa, Zele Mandolo Koya. Inomokosha, Jele Mandolosa, Baba 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 Basha, Ele Mandolokosai, Ele Mama Mama Sai, Ilolobo Kondele Miala Basha. It will not stand. Come on, keep on declaring that right now. It will not stand, neither will it come to pass. Whatever you are planning will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. Whatever you spoke over my life and the life of my children, it will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. Whatever you spoke over my finances, it will not stand. Neither, hey, will it come to pass. Hola mande, ela bashaka, embebebebebe sotolomaya, limandele kola bashata. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. Hey, come on, declare that. It will not stand. No, 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 my shot. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. It will not stand. Taya, halabahaya, halabahaya, yikabahat. Woo, Sunday. My God, I feel you on it. It will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. Uba, Sunday, elebobo, sulemande. Venkele, Likalamando, Obian Shata, and Shanini Mian Solo, Solobokuya, Remendele Balabashatia, in the name of Jesus. I want you to listen to me before we pray this last prayer. You have to be consistent in prayer. Sometimes we start a fast the first and second day, we're locked in prayer. By that third day, you get weary. By that third day, you're not locked in. Okay, prayer time is not. Now, remember, there's prayer time. There's reading time. Okay, but when it's time for prayer, you pray. When it's time to read, you read. When it's time to sing, you sing. But I'm just telling you secrets on focusing in prayer. Hoban shekele, yenkani, kalamandolosaya, ilabasha. While you are praying, a song may arise out of your spirit. Sing that song because God is ministering to you, all right? And God is speaking to you out of that song. But I'm telling you, when we're praying or when you're praying, be consistent in prayer. Don't rush over prayer. Pray. Talk to God. Amen. And again, some things the enemy will try to bring as a distraction, but I don't want you to get distracted. And again, I'm not telling people can't nobody hear you in prayer, hear the spirit in what I'm saying. But you know when your prayer is off in the spirit. You know when the decibels of your prayer is off. You know when you're on another frequency in the spirit. Amen. When you're being more of a distraction than you are an igniter. You know, some people, I hear you praying and you ignite me in the Holy Ghost. Kalabasha. Some people you hear praying, they annoy you in the Holy Ghost. So we got to find the right decibel. Holy Ghost, let me tune in. Hey, Masha, let me ekele mandalosa. Let me asha. Let me be on the right spirit in corporate prayer. Let me be on the right line in the spirit, the right frequency. Amen. Some of you praying, but it's a little static because your frequency is a little off. All right? You hear me? All right. Next thing we're going to pray. Next thing we're going to pray. And I want you to pray this strong. Pray, I want you to declare, I will not be used by the enemy against my own deliverance. I will not be used. Now, I want you to hear me, because sometimes the enemy can't get the other people. So he'll use you against yourself. He'll use you against your own deliverance. He'll use you against your own breakthrough. But I will not be a weapon in the hand of the enemy against my prosperity. I will never, Shanda. Woo, that's good. Come on here. Oh, my son. Come on here, prophet God. That's a good one there. Come on. Raise your right hand. Saying, oh, I feel that. I feel God on that. Come on here. I'm getting stirred up. Hala bohoshata. Hala makasaya. Hendele okobosi. Raise your right hand. You have to speak to yourself in this one. Amen. Why do I have you to raise your right hand? Because Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and the right hand does not mean right as in place, but it means right in position. A person who is your right hand man, all right, just because someone is your right hand man, don't mean they're standing on your right side. It just means that that's their position. That's their authority. Well, Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father. That's for all of you three God folk who don't understand what right hand means. Raise your right hand. And say, in the name of Jesus, I declare over my life, I will not be a weapon against my deliverance. Now, lift your voice and begin to speak and declare that over your life. Father, I thank you that I understand the spirit realm, and I know that the greatest enemy that I have to deal with is self. Your word declares that if any man come after you, he must first deny self. So in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree over my life that I will not be a weapon in the hand of the enemy against my deliverance, against my breakthrough, against my prosperity. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I am no pobosha. I declare that I am a no-touch zone. I am not the property of the enemy. I am not a weapon of the enemy. Hey. And I declare and I decree over my life that I will not be a weapon in the hands of the enemy against my deliverance. I will not be a weapon in the hands of the enemy against my pastor, against my leader, against my husband, against my wife. I will not be a weapon in the hand of the enemy against the deliverance of my son and my daughter. I declare in Jesus' name that I belong to God. I am the property of God. I can only be used by God as a weapon against the enemy and not a weapon for the enemy. Holy Ghost, sanctify my mouth. Sanctify my thoughts. Sanctify my hands. Sanctify my words so that I don't speak what I want to speak, so that the enemy cannot get a hold of my thoughts and a hold of my emotions and a hold of my mouth and use them against me. I declare that my tongue will not be used as a weapon of the enemy to speak against my own deliverance. My tongue, wife, will not be a weapon of the enemy to destroy my husband and to tear down my husband. My tongue will not, husband, be a weapon of the enemy against my wife. Hey, for I'll build my wife, and I'll build my husband, and I'll build my son, and I'll build my daughter, and I'll build my pastor. I will not be a weapon. I will not be a weapon of stress against those that I love. I will not be a weapon of stress against people who I've been assigned to bless. I will not be a weapon of the enemy against my own breakthrough and my own deliverance. My ignorance will not hinder me from walking in my promise. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you, Satan, you cannot use me. I don't belong to you. Hey, no travel zone, no fly zone. You can't use me. I am the property of God. I belong to God. I am a weapon in the hand of God against the devil, his witches, and his warlock. Kano, Shebe, Limandele Koba, Handili Alamosa, Hilaba Shatioba. Y'all better pray because I feel this. I belong to God.
I belong to God. I belong to God. I belong to God. I will not be a weapon of the enemy. Hey, 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 against my own deliverance. I will not stop my deliverance. I will not halt my deliverance. I will not be a weapon of frustration. I will not be a weapon of irritation. I will not be a weapon that is used by the enemy for the demise of someone who's connected to my life, who's sent to be a blessing, who's sent to uplift, who's sent to push, who's sent to bless. I declare in the name of Jesus, I have an ease of spirit. I have an easy heart. I have an easy attitude. I am control of my emotions. I am not used by the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Oshande. Abashande dioba. Ibabokosa. Handili elemandolo kola lalabasha. Hey, 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 I'm not a weapon of the enemy. Amen. Declare that over your life every morning. I will not be used by the devil this morning. I will not be used by the devil this evening. I will not be used by the devil this week. Amen. Because the devil's always looking for somebody. And if you're not in prayer, you make yourself susceptible to be used by the enemy. Don't even know it. But that will not be my portion. I'm covered. I'm blood covered. Alema. Amani ohokosa. I'm blood yakabahokabahashia. Elaboshanda. Blood covered and blood bought. Hila mandolo kosaya. Hilele beantalabasha. We elele mandolo bo sikiande. Sikiande. Sikiandolo shalamandala si. Filele bebe shetede babokusha. Hey, 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 hey. In the name of Jesus. We got prayer in the morning at 6 o'clock a.m. I'll be looking for you in prayer. We're fasting and praying and seeking God. We're turning our place down and preparing for next week. Next week, consecration, there's going to be some strong rules and guidelines given that I want all of us to follow. Amen. My dog is on a fast. Brady's on a fast right now. Amen. By God, when God told Jonah to go on the fast, tell Jonah to tell Nineveh to go on the fast, the babies had to fast. Are you listening to me? The babies, the animals, the beasts, everybody had to fast. Brady's on the fast. Amen, because the whole house needs a miracle. Amen. Sometimes we're being used by the devil and don't know it. Amen, to frustrate, to hinder. Amen. You pay attention when the enemy's using you as a nag. Pay attention when the enemy's using you to speak negativity. Pay attention when the enemy's using you to tear down instead of build up, especially in a time like this. God is showing you things about yourself so that you can correct them. And once he shows you, correct them. Your need to be right. Correct them. Am I making sense? Okay, when I have a teachable spirit, Lord, show me things, whatever you want to show me about myself, show it to me, Lord, because I want to get it right as I get ready to go into this next year. Can't go into this next year. It's a crossroad year. I know y'all think it's a game, but it's not. You cannot play. You got to get in the groove of things, get in the groove of prayer, the groove of intercession, the groove of commitment. Get in it. And stick to it. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. You are blessed today. You are favored. You are anointed. And I'm so excited about prayer in the morning at 6 o'clock a.m. We're praying. We're calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God is great and greatly to be praised. Continue to pray that today all the way to sleep. The counsel of the enemy concerning my life will not stand. And I will not be used as a weapon of the enemy against my deliverance and the deliverance of those who I love and are close to me. It is so. In the name of Jesus, I look forward to praying with you in the morning. Better get there early so you can get on the line. Love you so much. And again, you heard what I told you. Let's be committed to the fast.
Let's do it right. All right? All these little substitutes y'all trying to come up with. If you were to come to me and ask me, can I eat it? The answer is probably no. Let's be committed. No bread. No pastas. You know what I said? No pastas, no bread, no rice. Or somebody say, well, what about this kind of pasta? Is the word pasta in it? So if the word pasta in it, guess what? That's how you fix that. No pasta. I mean, not catch that in the spirit. Well, prophet, this is tomato pasta. Well, it's pasta on it. Because I said no pastas. God is a bad boy. He knew what the saints were going to try to be cooking and putting together. He shut it all down. We beating this flesh up. I love you. We'll be praying in the morning, 6 a.m. You are blessed. More grace. Katala mandele kedolo mandele niasia.